For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Davo, last week you brought to the show, he hasn't had the best year in the, in the public eye, but Timothée Chalamet, or Chalamet, however it's pronounced.
Yeah.
He wants to be very serious. He's a very serious actor, and we all need to take him very seriously.
I know, he wants to be an Oscar winner. He's trying his damn hardest. Yeah.
And you found some audio of him from when he was in school.
Mm-hmm.
What was this of him in school again?
He was doing a project on statistics, so he decided to do a bit of a rap.
Let's have a listen to a little bit of it.
Look at me, it's Timmy T. About to hit him with the ZTST. Let's do a problem, let us see the probability you see me on TV.
So he, that's kind of come back at the moment. He's very famous now. He's in a lot of big movies.
Yeah, but it's just showing he's coming from humble beginnings.
Yeah, and I really like the idea of everyone's humble beginnings, especially like if you're an actor or a singer or someone on TV or even in radio, there is an archive of your history. So
yeah.
Like, I guess if you're doing a job where you're an accountant or whatever, you can't look back and be like, oh, this is what I was doing then. Like, especially in TV, you can be like, oh, here's an actor from 10 plus years ago with something they're probably not rapt to see out there.
Honestly, when I first started radio, sometimes when I think about some of those early recordings, my heart skips a beat. It's not all great. Right. It's definitely not great.
Well, your heart might be... you went to the Australian Radio School, didn't
no.
you?
No!
David, did you go to the Australian Radio School?
I did.
In Adelaide, yeah.
I did.
So I got a few... mates that have helped run it over the years. And I thought we've had a wind back to see Timothée Chalamet. I thought we could wind back to see some of Davo when you were first starting out in. So this is radio school, I believe. Are you ready to. This is your early Timmy time.
I can't tell you. I know what's coming and I'm devastated.
Here we go.
G'day, g'day. My name is Lauren, but all of my mates call me Davo. My positive attitude is a blessing because I'm a complete show. If you're not sure what a is, Urban Dictionary sums it up nicely with a perfect storm of everything going wrong. I wish I could say it's not accurate, but it's pretty spot on. Look, on the bright side, life isn't dull and I'm never short of a story.
Yeah, sorry.
That is. You have so much spirit in you then. There's a bit of that. That's like when you played your voice notes that you put on Hinge at the moment.
The high-pitched
voice.
Yeah,
trying to find your voice.
Yeah, that's a younger voice from old Davo, that's for sure.
I've got some more here again. So this is apparently from 2019.
Public service announcement regarding the dangers of a drive-thru. You are playing with fire when you open up the floodgates for a cheeky cheeseburger. I mean, it says it in the name, Happy Meals. And I can't help but agree. Here I am trying to be healthy, but after a soul-destroying day at work, there is nothing better than driving through and treating yourself to a little dose of happy. Now I'm bloody stuck here between chasing that high and wanting a perfect rig. Oh, I'm telling ya, Ronald McDonald, back off me.
That's not too bad, mate. And 2019 is not so long ago. It's only 6-7 years ago.
Exactly. I'm sweating. She was a different person,
okay.
I swear.
All right. How's your heart going? Is it skipping some beats?
My hands are clammy.
All right. Well, it shouldn't last much longer. We've got one more here. Again, this is 2019.
My partner won't let me use his laptop. He says I can't be trusted with it. Apparently, I'll put fingerprints in the screen and food in the keyboard. Well, you know what? I don't need your laptop, mate, because Harvey Norman's Computer Mania sale is bringing the goods. With massive savings like up to 30% off desktops, up to 40% off laptops, and up to 50% off computer monitors, all the big brands included. But better hurry. Harvey Norman's Computer Mania must end this weekend.
And look, you're gone from the radio school. You're on commercial radio. You are flying. I tell you what, I don't know why your partner in that world thinks that you're like a toddler with grimy fingers and these kind of things.
He did, and that's why he left, is one of the reasons, one of the many.
And I think that we've just gone back in time. That's Davo starting out a radio career, and that's really beautiful. So thank you to Sean Craig Murphy and the team at the Australian Radio School for helping me out get that audio.
Sorry, if you know two can play at this bloody game, if you reckon they're the archives of me, I'm sure. What, you were perfect from day dot, were you, brother?
I'm not perfect now.
Interesting.
Okay, it's a bad game to play, but here we are.
Tim and Davo.
We were chatting about Disney Plus because their price hikes are happening. So it's going up to $17.99 a month. That's the standard plan. You can still get ads for just under $10. But yeah, it's going up. And it goes against the whole reason we got these streaming platforms, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. Because when growing up, people had Foxtel. They were paying over $100 a month. And you would think that is the height of luxury.
La-di-da.
That is crazy. And now all of us idiots got rid of free-to-air TV,
yep,
and now we are streaming for over $100 a month.
Yep, so it's like we've got Foxtel, but we only have limited access to the channels on it. But you're right, if you knew someone with Foxtel growing up and they got it legitimately, mm-hmm, unlike you and I, who had, whether it was a, yeah, like, you know, a skilled dad or a friend of a dad.
Yeah, my dad had an illegal rig.
Yeah, we had an illegal rig too. But there... It's, if you grew up with Foxtel, like, that's a telltale sign that you were doing great.
Yeah.
And everyone, you were the envy of everybody. So we're playing a game. I'm happy to call it the Foxtel game.
Yeah, sure.
We're going to ask someone a whole bunch of questions to do with their life right now. And with that information and their answers, we will try and figure out, we'll guess if they had Foxtel when they were growing up or not.
Yes.
Let's meet Abby in Geelong. Good afternoon, Abby.
Hey, how you going?
We're going good. We are going to try and find out a little bit about you, and then at the end we'll try and guess if you had Foxtel growing up as a kid, okay?
Okay, go for it.
All right, Abby, did you play sport as a kid?
Yes, I played netball.
Netball.
Netball. Ooh, all right.
Okay.
Abby, how old are you now?
I'm 26.
26. And when you finished your schooling life, did you lean towards uni or more TAFE?
Lend towards TAFE.
Okay.
Netball,
okay.
TAFE, yeah, working right. class. What about? all right, I'm going to rip the Band-Aid off here. Did you go to private school?
I did.
All right.
Interesting. Abby, layers.
Abby, what was your first car?
My first car was a Toyota Starlet. It's like the little tiny hatchbacks with three doors.
I haven't heard of a Starlet in so long. That's
look,
so
oh good. My God, look it up. You will laugh your head off. It's hilarious. Didn't even have cup trays.
Good.
A bit personal. Were your parents together?
Very personal, but no, they were not.
Just, I like confirming. Yes, what a wild thing to ask a stranger. All right, let's... Abby...
Did you know anyone that was in a rowing team?
I did in TAFE.
Okay, in TAFE.
One
right.
more. Where did you go on holidays as a kid?
Oh, great question. Never overseas.
Okay, all right. Interesting. All right. What about the Gold Coast?
Camping trip.
Okay, all right. Abby, just we won't be able to hear you, but Dave and I are just going to have a bit of a chat, okay?
Okay.
All right.
So obviously the netball was a great...
Yeah.
She had a
Toyota Starlet, which yep. is not a... That is not a... Like, it's not a luxury car. Sorry to the Starlet community out there.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think...
I won't touch on the parents, obviously. No,
that was wild of you.
She went camping, went though, camping. But camping? Was it glamping?
But if they had... Well, if you had a caravan, that's not... I don't think she had Foxtel, dude.
You don't reckon?
I don't think she did.
I don't feel like she did either. Let's go back there
All
and
right.
say...
Abby from Geelong, we don't think you grew up with Foxtel.
You are correct.
Yes.
I watched it in hospital when my mum was a theatre nurse.
Oh, thank you for saying a theatre nurse. And that was the reason your mum was in the hospital.
Yeah, Dave-O
just almost passed out.
Yep.
Well, Abby, for playing, we have a family pass to see the Sheep Detectives at cinemas for you, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, yeah, she's up and about.
Fantastic, Abby.
We love it. I think the Foxtel game's going to come back.
I think
like
so.
That one.
This is Tim and Dave-O, the podcast.
Dave-O. You and I, we have a very interesting relationship, would you say?
I would definitely say that.
I think when it comes to people that I send Instagram reels to the most, you are currently number one in my life.
It's an honor. It's a privilege. I cannot believe it. I've never been number one for anyone.
Yeah, well, my wife's really coming to terms with being number two, but we don't deal in reels. We deal in...
life love and affection.
And having our son. But... But you, I think you and I, we have a similar funny... Well, we found what we both find funny.
Yeah, and it's usually robots that are wearing singlets. We love a robot that looks like a bit of an F-boy in a singlet.
A little clanker in a singlet. That'd be excellent. But also, if you have one of those AI things, get in touch with the show. We want to talk to you. 5223295.
Oh, if there is anyone out in Geelong and the Surf Coast with one of those robots, we need to know about it.
But you sent me something truly remarkable this morning at, I don't know, what some ungodly hour when you can't sleep, you send through reels.
Yeah.
And it was of these two parrots. Now, I'm questioning the legitimacy of this.
Don't. It's so real.
Because there's this guy and he's got these two parrots and they're singing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's too good for me to believe that this is what parrots can do.
It's pretty good.
I've got the audio here. They're singing a particular song. See if you can figure it out.
Incredible.
Literally the craziest thing I've ever heard.
A fantastic performance by these two parrots.
Yep, so if you didn't catch it, this is the song that they're singing.
I'm friends with the monster, the son of my bed.
Again.
You couldn't not get that right. They're on pitch. They're absolutely killing it.
I'm going to try and play them at the exact same time to see if they line up. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
I'm friends with the monster, the son of my bed.
It's harder than it. I really have it. I'm not a DJ, guys. Get off my back.
No, we know.
But that is, again, one last listen in full.
Here we go.
Lost it. Crazy.
Yeah. It's an crazy, crazy singing parrots. Really talented from both of them.
I've never seen a real life parrot that can sing. And I'm starting to get to the point where I'm getting my tin hat on. And I think parrots singing is not real. I think people are making these videos up because I've never seen it. And I think surely someone listening would have had or has a parrot right now that can speak and sing.
Or a cocky. They can sometimes sing as well. A big bird.
Big bird that can sing. Because that's what monster would play the song Monster on repeat to their parrots. And they're hitting the keys. It's vocally, like it's in key, Dave.
That song was huge when it was released. No doubt it was getting a rinse in that household. And these parrots have thought that is a bop and they're not wrong.
52232955. Can your parrot or your cocky, your bird, can it sing? Can it talk? Does it want to talk to us live on the radio?
Oh, I'd love that. You know what? I'm going to open this up to pets in general. If your pet can get some sort of vocal sounds out that you reckon they'd talk to us over the phone with, birds preferably, but we're not going to discriminate. If there's a chihuahua that can sing bloody Dancing Too by Kelly Holiday, I'll take it.
I would wear my pants.
Please. No, but if your pet can sing.
Give us a call. There's a huge chance right now that nobody's going to call. I think that is totally fine. But on the off chance that we can get a pet that sings or talks, please, we need to hear from you. Maybe it's a pet from yesteryear. Give us a call. All right, Lily in Leopold. We've actually got a call, Dave. So I'm very intrigued. Good afternoon, Lily.
Good afternoon, Tim.
Have you got a bloody pet that can sing?
I own a husky named Poppy, and I've got her here with me. And I'm just going to try and you can try and pick the song. We're going to try and make her howl, okay?
All right. All right, Poppy.
Come on, Poppy. Here we go.
Come on, Poppy.
All right, come on. Howl. Tink. Tink.
Cat got the tongue.
Poppy.
Poppy. Poppy.
Right. Tink. Good girl.
Come on, Poppy.
Stage fright.
Go on.
Lily.
Good girl.
Oh, she's a bit shy.
I think so. Normally she does it, guys.
Yeah, okay. So when she does howl, what are we dealing with? Like what would we expect to hear from Poppy if she didn't have stage fright right now?
Bit of Celine Dion.
There's no way. There's Lily. We need Poppy. Like, I can't stress enough. You just said, my dog's about to sing some Celine Dion. And now the dog is not singing Celine Dion. I don't think what you've set us up for. I need this so bad. Poppy, come on. Good dog. We'll buy you 6 bags of Schmackos if you sing. Can you try one more time, Lily?
Poppy, speak.
Oh,
tone change.
Don't get Poppy in trouble.
No, we don't want to go. Okay,
she's not a circus dog. Lily, okay, there. Awesome.
We love Poppy. Bit of stage fright never hurt no one. That is wild.
Can we keep this open if you do have a pet that performs anytime?
We will stop the news if we have to.
It's Tim and Davo.
So look, there's a new feature on Instagram and it caught me out pretty badly over the weekend. So I thought I'd give a bit of a PSA here, warn you all so no one falls victim like myself.
You're a bit aggressive with your Instagram, can I just say?
Okay, go ahead.
Like, I don't have notifications on my phone for these kind of things. Mm-hmm. And like we spoke about earlier, we shoot each other reels all day.
Yep.
And sometimes you'll just give me the look and be like, well, you haven't responded to my message.
Yeah, well, you're always going on to me about hard launching you on Instagram, and I think you've featured on my page several times, and yet little old Davo on the Tim side of things, I think you're ashamed of me.
Bro, my son's not even on my Instagram, so you got a long way. What's this new feature? Because I love a warning, especially for people that use the app a lot. So what do you got for us?
Well, look, let me tell you what happened.
All right.
So I was chatting to a friend on Instagram DMs and we're having a bit of a yarn, no dramas. Now, my friend goes to me, hey, I'm going to tell you something, but you can't tell anyone, right?
So here you are on your radio show.
No. So he sends me a voice note, right? And it's just about an old coworker. And I had already heard this particular
story.
Sure. I'm talking several times. Like, I mean, 7 or 8 people have told me this same story about this same person.
Okay.
And none of them have been really like worried about them finding out. But my girl group has had a field day with this, right?
Yeah, it's what happens.
So I've obviously gone, haha, that's funny. Yeah, of course. Like, I won't say anything to anyone. And look, this doesn't paint me in the best light, if I'm honest. And I am pretty good at keeping secrets, but this didn't feel like a secret because it's something that me and my girlfriends had spoken about 1,000 times.
Right.
So I went into the message and I thought, this will be funny. I'll screen record the voice note. And like I said, it's girl code. It's different. Girls, us girls, we talk about everything, right?
Yeah.
So I went to screen record it and then I stopped the screen recording and it sent a notification to my friend.
Hey, this person's just recorded your conversation.
So that's the new feature on Instagram.
Not on.
Don't be screen recording your DMs. Anyway, so then he didn't get the notification straight away. So I was like, whew, okay, cool. He hasn't got the notification straight away. And then about half an hour later, he said, hang on, did you screen record this? And I said, no. Lying out my ass.
Yeah. No.
I've said, no, of course not. I've said, of course not. I said, I accidentally was screen recording for about 12 minutes and I've got this DM from 5 other friends saying, did you screen record?
That's an impressive lie on the spot.
Screen record our chats. And I've had to go back to everyone and say, no. Like, I didn't do that.
Do you reckon it's believable? Do you reckon he got away
with it? I reckon he believed me. And then, of course, I have deleted the screen recording. I realised it sobered me up immediately. I realised what a bad person I am. You shouldn't be doing that.
That's the thing. I never used to screenshot people's stories because I thought if you did it to a story it would send it to people like, oh, Tim screenshotted Davo's thing.
And well, it might.
So it's a great PSA because if you want to make fun of another person and send it to a group chat, now there's another hurdle in the way for us to just have a bit of fun.
You're so welcome.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.